Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Love Always Trusts, a verse of scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Love is patient, it always trusts. Love always trusts. Boy, that's a tough one. How can I trust my spouse after I've been hurt so much? Why should I trust when I see no reason to think he or she will ever change or even want to change? Won't I just be setting myself up for more hurt and disappointment down the road? Now those are pretty valid questions, and truth be told, most of us aren't really trustworthy anyway. To put your trust in a spouse who isn't trustworthy just makes no sense. You will be hurt again, and then you'll become more bitter and more angry. Your condition will be worse in the end than it was in the beginning. Now God isn't calling you to put your trust in a person who is unable or unwilling to honor that trust. Then what does the word mean when it says, love always trusts? It simply means that when I can't trust my spouse, I can't trust God for my spouse. It may mean pressing into God as never before. You see, you can't trust someone you don't know, even if it is God. You must press into God until you know how trustworthy He really is. Now this only comes by worship, prayer, and reading His word, by developing an intimate and personal relationship with God so that you can trust Him to keep your spouse and to be working in your spouse's heart and mind. Know Him so that you can trust He is working in both of you to give you a marriage He can display to the world as His handiwork. Love always trusts. You can love because you can always trust, if not in your spouse, then in the God who is watching over your spouse. So a question we have for dialogue today is, what areas do I feel I can trust you for? And what areas do I feel I can only trust God for? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to develop a trust in You that is greater than all our fears and anxieties, knowing that as we grow in trust in You for our marriage, we will also grow in a healthy trust for one another.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our fears. Let's leave the loneliness behind.
Take my hand and
we can find a new